Okay. Thank you. Suppose you'd been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really...
I said, I'll have it. I'm going to give up.
Thank you. The school nurse sent a little boy home early because he... What in school? The nurse sent the little boy home because he...
I was calling to watch the same move, but he might have misbehaved or he might have been...
But it was the nurse.
Oh, he might have been sick.
Okay. And now, if you put that into a sentence, I'll give you a sentence. The little boy sick at school today.
The little boy was sick at school today and they sent him home.
Thank you. If a person has a sick feeling down here, you would say he feels sick...
Got an upset stomach.
Where? He feels sick...
In his stomach.
Okay, thank you. What do you call a noisy, prankish celebration immediately after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
Say, what would I call it?
Did you ever hear a serenade?
Huh?
Did you ever hear a serenade?
Yes, and it serenade them.
What do they do then?
Well, a lot of ways. They usually get out there. If the bride and groom's going off, they'll tie all kind of old tin cans on the car, right on the car, and then follow them up the road a piece.
What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, you'd better behave or I'll get you.
The governor will get you.
Okay. How do you greet a friend on December 25th?
They just say Merry Christmas.
Okay. Anything else? Would you say Christmas gift?
Maybe that. No. Oh, I never.
Okay. Any other thing you might say?
I might say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Okay. If you had to get a very heavy suitcase from one place to another, you might say, I'm sure glad I don't have to... What? This very far.
I didn't have to do what?
I'm sure glad I don't have to this very far.
Go there, do this very far?
Uh-huh. Well, what word would you use for carry? Would you say hike or tote or pack?
Sure if glad I had to tote something real heavy a long way?
Would you?
I'd just say, well, I'm sure glad I don't have to tote this heavy package very far.
Good, thank you. What do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in water? It can draw its four legs and head and tail completely inside of its shell.
Well, it's a turtle. Okay.
What do you call it if it lives on the land?
Tapping.
Would your father have called it anything?
That's what he called
anything
it.
Anything else?
No.
What do you call the intestines of the hog that can be eaten?
The chitlins.
Any other animals' intestines that you can eat?
Well, some people eat cow intestines, but I don't think anybody around here does.
What's it called?
Well, they call them cow chitlins.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
The center part.
Of an egg?
The yolk. The yolk.
Okay. What do you call the upper part of a man's body? So this part up here.
The breast.
Okay. What do you call a small flat bottom craft with oars that you use on a lake when it has a pointy front?
On the boat.
What about if it had a square front?
Well, it would still be a boat, but it'd be a flat bottom boat.